And now we have a selection of letters from the Evening News. A mixed bag, as we've come to expect. From the Castle Gardens to the Lord Mayor's celebration. From plastic bags to a splendid time at the theatre. The use of plastic carrier bags has reduced greatly in recent weeks, since the imposition of a charge of 5p per bag. But another area of waste concerns reader R. Baines of Norwich, who writes, "The reduction of plastic bags is great news for the environment, but the next issue that needs to be addressed is the huge number of cups from high street coffee chains which end up in landfill. Around 2.5 billion paper cups are thrown away each year because their plastic lining makes them difficult to recycle, and only two facilities in the entire country have the necessary machinery. So the next time you pop in somewhere for a coffee, ask what they're doing to tackle this issue. And if you don't like what they tell you, don't give them your custom. Simple."
The annual Lord Mayor's procession was held last month and has left Spixworth reader John Knights a little underwhelmed. He writes, "According to the Evening News, the Lord Mayor's recent celebration raised £3,000 for charity. Well, please excuse me for being somewhat underwhelmed by this news. The population of Norwich is estimated as being in the region of 135,000, many of whom lined the streets to enjoy a free show lasting several hours. Given all the time and effort put in by organisers and performers, many of whom will also have contributed to various collections on the day, I think this is a bit pathetic, to say the least."
Dorothy Bowen of Blowfield Heath is the Younger Eyes Coordinator at the NNAB. In her letter, she describes an evening spent recently at the theatre. She writes, "Supercalifragilistic! There's no other word that can describe the superb evening that the Young Eyes Theatre Group from the Norfolk and Norwich Association for the Blind experienced at the Theatre Royal this week, attending a performance of Mary Poppins. As usual, Access Manager Matthew Piper and his team made sure that our young people who are vision impaired had a wonderful time. Some members of the audience also had hearing impairments, and to cater for all of us, the theatre had arranged a touch tour of the stage, props and costumes before the show, and then the whole performance was audio described via headphones and translated into sign language from the side of the stage. So all our different needs were met, and everyone was able to fully enjoy a truly wonderful show. As we sang, clapped, oohed and laughed, there was certainly no need for a spoonful of sugar. We absolutely loved every minute. We are so lucky to have such an inclusive theatre in our fine city. May the hopes behind Mary Poppins of family and sticking together resonate with us long after the curtain has fallen."
It has been proposed that more use be made of an underused green area in the middle of our fine city, namely the Castle Gardens. Two Norwich readers have both written to the Evening News this week, concerned about the present state of the gardens. Mrs. Sandra Arms writes, "Having occasion to visit our beautiful castle on Saturday, I was appalled to see the amount of litter left on the steps. There were also pizza boxes on the grass, along with drink cans and sweet packets, etc. Within yards of this mess are at least three rubbish bins. Have these people no pride in their city that is deemed acceptable for them to leave their rubbish for others to remove?"
And Heather Angel was also unimpressed by what she found. She writes, "I have just visited the Castle Gardens and was very disappointed. There were nettles and thistles 5 inches high now, going to seed. Any plants that have not been overcome by that are being stifled by brambles and bindweed. Yes, wildlife areas are essential, but surely not all of the gardens. The grass is cut and the litter is collected, but what about the rest?"